The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and I've come your way, ladies and gentlemen, with a true message, a true prophetic message from the greatest book in the world, and that is your Holy Bible, which is the true Word of God to you and me, along with prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost about the present and the very dark future of our old rebellious and sick society. And may I call your attention to this very profound truth, that this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming church of our Lord and to our misguided and sick society to turn them back to old-fashioned repentance and divine favor. And I pray that the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. We continue the message today. We began several days ago entitled, "The Point of No Return to This Nation." And as a prophet of God in a modern age, I can say to America and Christ's church unequivocally, just as God's prophet warned the church of old from Hosea 12:9, he cried out, "O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee and all thy cities?" Well, here's the question. Will we modern-day cave dwellers here in America let God save us? Because true repentance is God's only way back that he in which he will restore us to his divine favor. Well, we can look back a couple centuries ago when our nation was founded and settled by God-fearing men, and we've departed from the concepts of this nation in God we trust. And today it seems like all of our sick society trust in, including people in the church, is money and a chemical solution for their every ill, their problem, their heartache, and their sin. Seems like everybody in this society of ours is sick to the core. They turn to a chemical solution. It's either cigarettes or alcohol or drugs or sex or exotic pleasures. And, of course, money will purchase all those things, but it can't purchase you good health, and it can't purchase you salvation. Well, our goodness here in this nation has gone away like a morning cloud. Just as the script, as the prophet said in Hosea 6:4, our goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. And as Hosea 13:9 declares, "O America, we're destroying ourselves, but God said, in me is your help. I'll be your king. Where's any other that can save you out of all these great metropolitan areas and megalopolises, as we call these great cities and their centers of business and social concourse as they have? And we've built great cities, we've built high rises, we've built skyscrapers, we've built faster planes than ever, we've discovered wonder drugs and all kinds of technological breakthroughs that makes life a little easier than it used to be back in the 30s and 40s. But ladies and gentlemen, the old ill that causes our distress and all of our perplexities and all of our disillusionment and all of our despair and our diseases and our heartaches is still the same, and it's sin. and the only remedy is Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Well, the old prophet of old cried out against the church of old. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah 2:7, God said, I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. Isn't that what's happened to America? Our forefathers come over here in search of God. South America was discovered by conquistadors in search of gold. North America and the space of the United States was founded and settled by men and women in search of God. What a difference our heritage is. My. We look back at such a great inheritance we have from our forefathers that came over here and bequeathed us this freedom and, well, the kind of a life that we live, a higher standard of living than any nation in the history of the world, of freedom. My land in this world, we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom to travel and freedom to eat what you want and go what you want and have jobs and, oh, Lord, everything like we want it. No other nation in the world has ever had the peace, the tranquility, and the great social order and religious freedom as the United States. But you know what? God said, we've entered in and defiled his land and made it an abomination. Well, all through the Old Testament, the indictments are the same. Every time you open your Bible, if you look, you don't have to look very carefully to realize that the prophets of God and the apostles of the New Testament were very quick to denounce the sins of the people, expose them, and rebuke them for it, reprove them. There was a great man in the Bible called Solomon, the wisest man perhaps that ever lived, in 2 Chronicles, the seventh chapter, beginning in verse 13, God spoke to him one night. And Israel was always on the verge of backsliding, and that brought them into the judgments of God continually. And the Lord spoke to Solomon by night and said, if I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and God did for their sins and rebellion, and he said, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and God did it often, and he's going to do it again. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that's repent, then he says, I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. Well, that's quite a great offer. That's a one-sided offer there. When God promised to do all of those things for that nation, if he punished them severely in closing the heavens that there'd be no rain, or if he'd send a pestilence, that's terrible diseases among his people, or he'd send locusts in to eat up all the food that the people should eat. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble their old hearts that are arrogant and haughty, and they'll begin to pray, and they'll seek my face, and they'll turn from their evil ways, that's the key. He said, I'll hear then. I'll hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Oh, my. God's a great God. He's a merciful God, but he's also a God that is a just God. Jeremiah 18, verse 9. The Lord said to Jeremiah, what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it? If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I'll repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. I tell you, America's gone so far away from God, the only way back is through old-fashioned national repentance, and I have my doubts, and I imagine if you take a poll of the people in this nation that everybody doubts that America is going to repent until God does sorely judge this nation with his four divine judgments. And ladies and gentlemen, this nation was founded by God. Only God could give men the wisdom, the direction, and knowledge to establish a democracy like America. Just think, our great nation was built by divine design. But now our paradise is swiftly becoming a jungle of fear and want, filled with brutish denizens and not God-fearing citizens. The tragedy is those God-fearing citizens who remain and are not dead, they're too weak and hesitant to turn our sick society around. Therefore, God is going to take back those good things he's given us. They're going to be lost. And who's to blame? It's because preachers have not lifted up their voice like a trumpet and cried out against these sins in the church of great and small. They've been blind, apathetic, and faint-hearted. And they've have absolutely indulged the Christians because they receive money and popularity and esteem that they're not worthy of. And I'd like for you as a Christian to look at yourself in the mirror, squarely in the eye, and ask yourself this probing question: am I one of those Christians that have itching ears that has caused preachers to quit preaching the whole truth? Well, ladies and gentlemen, whereas Jeremiah 7:28 said, God said, "This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth." What a tragedy when a nation falls victim to the heresies and the perverting of the truth that will cause us to give up our allegiance to God's uncompromising word. Praise God, that tells us that right is right and wrong is wrong, and it doesn't look a Christian when he sins in the eye and says, "You're a good fellow," when you are a sinner. My Lord, we need preachers that will rebuke this immorality, the homosexuality, the abortions, the unisex styles, the nudity, the crime, the violence, the murder, the theft, the cursing, the smoking, the drinking, the dope addiction, the gambling, the divorce, the juvenile delinquency, the political corruption, the false prophets, the phony Christians, the dead churches, the sorry parents, the disease and misery and heartache and rebellion that has overcome God's people. And this really epitomizes our paradise, which is turned into a fool's paradise, and we've passed the point of no return. We're headed into the judgments of God. Here's God's summarization of our moral degeneracy that he'll soon punish severely. Quote, "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. God said, therefore, they'll fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them with my severe judgments, they'll be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord to America and his worldly church, as he said to the church of old." Then God continues. He said, "Stand the ways and see, and ask for the old paths of holiness, and see and walk therein, and you'll find rest unto your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." And that's exactly what the Church of Jesus Christ and the Sikh society and members of this nation and the nations around us have said to God, "Leave us alone. We'll do as our please. We will not walk in your ways." And we've passed that point of no return and headed into the severe judgments of God of terrorism and famine and pestilences and natural disasters, which will come upon us swiftly. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, receive this message and may it burn in every heart. May you write it indelibly in their consciousness, Lord, that they'll remember this warning from the Holy Ghost and from the lips of your servant that you sent in the power of your Spirit. May it grip hearts and turn them away from their sin and unrighteousness and turn them to the holiness of our God. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We have all these messages on prophecy and the doctrines of the Bible. We have them in print. We have them on video and audio cassette for your benefit to teach you the Word of God that is scarce in this end time. For an offering, we'll mail you a video or an audio cassette or the message in print that you desire. Also, we'll mail you our monthly magazine without cost or obligation if you request it. And these things that we mentioned to you are available at all times, and we have a list in the magazine if you're right and get it. We pray that you'll stand with us with your faithful support, ladies and gentlemen. If your heart has been touched and you know the truth, that will set you free. Write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your heart in this message with his power and persuasion as our prayer for every one of you.